I took a brief lunch break inside of this cool room, so. Sure. I know. Yeah, that's about a minute per slide. That's what I recommend. Sure. So everybody say hi to Jessica and Arlene. They couldn't make it. That sounds so lame. So how'd you guys find the coding this week? Actually, both the practice number 8 and practice number 9. Yeah.
Practice number 1 was hard.
You know, everybody did reasonably well. I mean, we're still below threshold, but everybody scored. I mean, it's not like some people did really well and then other people got like a zero correlation. We didn't have that this past week, which I felt enheartened by. Now, interestingly, Deb sent along the ratings of the previous, the practice 8, the T0403 interview, or psychotherapy transcript. And I went ahead and I correlated those ratings, the computerized ratings, with you guys' ratings from practice 8. That was, you did that before this most recent coding. And it's interesting, you know, the one who was actually significantly correlated with the computerized rating system was Michelle. She was the only one. So what's your secret?
I don't know.
Well, the good news is that everybody was in the positive range with the computerized rating of RF, but you had a point. You were 0.5 with the computerized rating. That was the transcript before this last one. So, how much work does it take to upload 40 or so word blocks into the computerized system and to spit out ratings? Okay. It might be helpful for us. I mean, we've been struggling with the gold standard. And one of your hypotheses, the fourth hypothesis, is that CRF is going to be, you know, reliable with the manual RF. And so if we're training to try to actualize the computerized ratings, it might be a good idea to, and we're only going to meet one more time this semester, but I presume you're going to maybe do some training next year as well. You know, if you train to the computerized rating rather than to each other, it gives us more of a gold standard than just the highest mean among all of us.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah, I have one of the hypotheses that they do more, we don't know.
They should.
They should, but it's hard. They should.
They should.
How would we train him in that way? Like, how would we, we'd have to start coding the word blocks with the different scale.
No, we do it exactly the same way, but whoever correlates the highest with the computerized rating, rating scale, we look at their ratings, like we would look at Michelle's ratings for that particular interview and see what she did differently. That's how I would do it.
So I'll do the scale after the expenses transfer.
All right. So, for practice number eight, you know, it's interesting because Michelle was tied for the lowest mean reliability among everybody with 0.14, but then with this, looking at it with the computerized reflective functioning scale, you know, she's 0.5, so, you know, it makes me wonder whether we're really capturing the construct. So what do we want to do? Do we want to go back to practice number 8 and take a look?
Easier for you, right?
Mm-hmm.